He says coach. In other words, so it's much more that God cares that Shabbos is more readily, is more likely to consider the Ksavimik Sal than Gabi Get. But according to Rashi, Shabbos is not more likely to consider, oh, we have to go to Chomer. But it's not, so he couldn't say Kolshkin. So it's Mashba from Rosh Narash, when he says Kolshkin, that he explains the Mishon Damla to Maise, just because Gabi Shabbos Ksavimik is Ksav, it doesn't mean that Gabi Chtim is Eidin. The Ksavimik is Ksav, as we explain according to Rambam. Because Gabi Chtim is Mashba, the earmark of the handwriting of the Eidin. And Ksavimik, even though the Ksavimik is formed as a result of the Mechit of the Ksavtachte, so it's a new Ksav. That replaces the old Ksav, but the new Ksav is a reproduction, is an identical reproduction of the old Ksav. So the name it has the earmark of the old Ksav. It's a new Ksav, but it has the earmark of the old Ksav. So it's not a thing. Now, in the Gemara here, the Chof HaMedalev, now turn to the Gemara, the Chof HaMedalev. The sixth line from the top. Omer Apri, the Getchik of the Shul Lishmo, Begul Kuret Lishmo, Bonu Melechlek et Avidu Rabo, Itan Yarei Shoy Tos, Yisus Hashem, Venishab, Nichtev Yehude, Vitor, Vito, Vidalet, Mavir Olof Kul Mesum Katshe, Dibu Reb Yehude, Vachachomi Meimrin, Ein Hashem Min Amufher, Omer Abach Ba Yaakov, Dilmeloi, עד כאן לכם רבון הוצאום דיבין הזה כליבן די ובלק אבל הוכל עוד זאת אומרת, הוא שומעת רבה אחרי ביחד שאין זה, עם כל הכל קורא את רבון הנגוי זה כתבה לי מזה כתב זה כתבה לי מזה כתב but the question is but רבון הוצאי היא גבי שבנה why? Because זה כליבן די זה כליבן די now what does it mean זה כליבן די so does it mean the same הלוכה like Tzitzi noe, film noe, lured noe, we learned out from the Kili Vambeyu. So here too, Gavishen, so the horse has to be an East noe. And this is Ksavo Gaviktav, even though it's a very East Ksav, but it's not an East noe. That's the Rabbonon, this is what the Rabbonon means. That's possible, I mean, that could be the Pshat. But according to what we said, now, so I think, I mean, I don't know, I'm not sure, but I think that I won't search for my father's anymore. In the name of Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim says it's Pshat. Now, according to Rabbi Nivor's one, the reason is why David Yoy or David Yoy, so the Ksaveli is Ksav. So it's through the integration of the Ksav Tachtin and the Ksaveli, through the integration of the Ksav Tachtin and Ksaveli, so maybe that's the pshat in Zekir Ivan Veyu. It's not the same deal as Zekir Ivan Veyu, like film noyin, sivatoyin noyin, lulav noyin. No, because who says that when you're on the kumis and ikhtab, so the os resulting to the abomis kumis is not as beautiful as an os that was formed not to abomis kumis? I don't know that. It could be just as beautiful, maybe it could be even more beautiful though, to have more exponents. But the pshat is, since, according to Rabbi Vol, so in other words, by Yoy or Gabi Yoy, so the old Ksav is not Yimcha, the old Ksav. But there is a combination and an integration between all the new. So the Melech, so as long as my Ksivah is realized with Shmo, so that's good enough. So the Melech, Gabi Shem, so that's the aloha of Zekili Vandeyu. In other words, the Shem, in order to have Bishas Hashem, the Rabbanon hold, I'll leave it according to Rabbi Chaim Yaakov, so the whole os must be written, must be produced with Bishas Hashem. But here the os is not produced. The whole os is not produced with Bishas Hashem because there is integration between the old and the new. So in other words, so the Raya is not from Van Veyu, but from Zekir. What does it mean, Zekir? Zekir is my Shem. In other words, I produced that Shem. I wrote it. So in the case of Yoy al-Gabi Yoy, so then, he doesn't produce the Shem. The Shem was produced schuldig, du Chef, but in my thing, so it's not the case. You see, if it will be your Gabi Sikro, assuming that by your Gabi Sikro is higher than Shemeche, so that means all those, the old ideas of the Yitzchak Roske have been erased, and they have been replaced by new ideas. So then it's the case. The Shem is produced, the ideas of the Shem are created, are produced, the Jewish. But if it's Yoyal Gabi Yoy, so then the old ideas of the Yitzchak Roske are not erased. But there is an integration, in other words, in my theory is realized. So that again, if in my theory is realized, that's enough. But the Yitzchak Gabi Shem is a loche, that in order the Shem should be Niskadeish, so then it must be Zekeli. So in other words, the Shem must be produced, the atheist of the Shem, must be his. They cannot be all the atheist, and upon which a new mighty civil is realized. So in other words, so the Alfusi is not from one venue, but the Alfusi is from the Zekeli. Now, from the Russian of Rashi, you could say, I mean, that's not a raya, because Rashi explains the Anveyu has no in front of the Mitzvah. But that's not necessarily a raya. Rashi just seems the Gemara mentions the posik of Zekeli Vanveyu and that the show in Shabbos learns out from Vanveyu, it's no in front of the Mitzvah. Tzitzis Noye, Rulev Noye, Tzivatera Noye, and so on. So in the middle, he mentions it. It doesn't necessarily mean that the Alfusi is from Van Veil. But the I mentioned it myself, you see. Mm-hmm. I mentioned it myself. So I know, I mean, that you could be dying from this Rashi. I said it's not conclusive. So you're not telling me any chidesh. After all, I mentioned it. I said it's not a conclusive riot. There is this idea. All right, what is it? Because Rabbi Yehuda doesn't doubt me that Allah helps the killing of the
Rashi.
I don't consider that as right, because Rashi was in Ramad. So in other words, if somebody goes over that Gemara, he has to understand what Vanveyu means. So you tell him, go look up in Shabbat, that's from the test, and find out what Vanveyu means. So Rashi explains. That's all Rashi. The primary purpose of Rashi was to simplify the Gemara so that he could understand. So he has to explain even something that is not discussed here. So he has to explain it. And then something else. Even if we say that Rashi, since Rashi explains the meaning of Anveyu is not from the Mitzvah, so maybe Rashi holds that the Alfusi is not from Zekeli, but the Alfusi is from Anveyu. So it's no Raya, because the Anveyu doesn't mean here Anveyu the same aloha like Tzitzis Noy. Even though it's used from the same droshe of Yisroel from the Mitzvah, because there Tzitzis Noy it means that the chesed of the mitzvah has to be beautiful. But here, I mean, who says that when you are mother kumet, it's not beautiful? Who says? And then, as well said, I mean, Monashech, if the mitzvah is that it's not as beautiful, and those upon which you are mother kumet, it's not as beautiful, so why should Rabbi Yehuda be chayle? Why should he be chayle? But the machlokes in the aesthetics here, whether a north upon which you are mother kumet can be as beautiful as a north which was originally written, not the Machlokes Mitzvah. So even if we learn it out from his normal following Mitzvah, but it's not the same thing like Tzitzis Noy. There is a loche that it has to be, in other words, the heft of the Mitzvah has to be beautiful. A beautiful Tzivatoa, a beautiful Lulef, a beautiful Esrik, a beautiful Tzitzis, and so on. But here, as far as the beauty of the author is concerned, it could be just as beautiful. It could be just as beautiful. It all depends what kind of beauty it is. Not whether it was written, it was formed through warmth, to one Xavo who took something. That's not important. But it's another halacha. It also comes with the Yisroel of the Mitzvah. In other words, that the Shem has to be produced with it. And here, even though Xavelin is a Xav, but it's not produced with Gushay. It was produced Shalom with Gushay. But in my Xavelin, it was realized. And the Shem that was produced Shalom with Gushay. So that's not good enough. So the Rabbonon Darshan, that halacha is from Yisroel of the Mitzvah, and the Rabbonon Darshan.
How can we learn that question of how beautiful the yod is. I mean, would that possible? I mean, say somebody did have a nice pair of sisters. Would that possible assistance? I mean,
that's right. It's only the name of Mitzvah Amukha. So maybe the Rabbonon also, they use the Lashon in Hashem in Amukha. So maybe they also say, I agree that the Shem is kosher, in other words, and if one would be mechiket after he was mother kohen, so then Eilach Name, so he will be chayav malkes, but it's not mitzvah namukha. So it's not mitzvah namukha. Yeah, all right, fine. No. So in other words, so the original Ksav does not exist at all. But then suppose he'll be Mother Kulmet. He'll be Mother Kulmet. So in other words, the Chachomim say he cannot do it. So what does it mean he cannot do it? Suppose it is. Rabbi Yudeh advises to say you have to do it. And the Rabbonon say no. Then he should do it. But suppose it is. What will the Rabbonon say? So you can say the Rabbonon will be made there. Rabbon will be made that he shouldn't do it, but if he did it, so the Shem was misguided. Only it's not a mitzvah in a mufra. So you could say it that way, but it's not much more than when the Rabbon is saying Hashem in a mufra, it's not a mitzvah in a mufra. But if he did marakumet, so then it is vicious Hashem. And if somebody will be making this thing, after it was marakumet, of course. If he is Meichel before his mother Kulmet, so then he already says that there is no Easter. But suppose he was mother Kulmet, and then he'll be Meichel, after he was mother Kulmet, will it be Chayv or not? Then the Yireni Din has no application to the case where he is Meichel after he was mother Kulmet.
I think there's several answers, though. There's certain schools that possibly he could be added because of the point of the Kulmet.
Ich will dann wegen, wo ich zu tun bin.
Also,
but it's Rashi, she goes, all right, enough now, more, okay, all right. Now, so, but then, you see, in Hashem in Amuf, so then we'll say, in Hashem in Amuf, doesn't mean that the Shem remains Shaloi Bikusha. But it means that it's not in Mitzvah Amuf, but it's not much more like that. Because according to Rav Chizkiya, certainly, in Hashem in Amufra. Now, the expression in Hashem in Amufra doesn't, according to Rav Chizkiya. So why do they say, now, the question arises, according to Rav Chizkiya, I'll leave the Rabbonon. So if he was Mother Kulmet, so does it have Bishop Hashem? So he doesn't have Bishop Hashem. So Mele, So he doesn't have Bishop Hashem. So why do the Chachomim use the expression Hashem Amufra? So either in Hashem Amufra itself means that there's no Bishop Hashem, or as Rav Chizkiya says, that they use the Chachomim, according to Rav Chizkiya, the Chachomim use the expression Hashem Amufra, a few of the true, in other words. The Rabbonon say to Rabbi Yudeh, they say, lay me down, so the Shem does not become miskavish l'avor as kol altogether. Because Ksav Ben Yen is no Ksav. But he is Ma'alim B'Dekhu, that Ksav Ben Yen is a Ksav, but the whole apocalypse, you have to be made to me. Then it's not in Amufra. So what does it mean? It's that you have to be made to me, it's not in Amufra, because the Shemi was not produced with Dushe, it was produced Shoy B'Dushe. All right.
Of course, isn't that the Ramadhi says that he just thinks something or maybe said because Aveu is the first translation basis for concept to Moshef, and they have been running through all the time, that Rashi was telling him. But still, Rashi did not learn. Like we've been a borrower to you.
Why couldn't he?
Rashi
could explain like I've been a borrower.
And you said that he's been a borrower.
Oh, you mean there? So Rashi, because here he says, Mother Joy, I mean Joy of Gabi Joy is Potter. So the Rashi could say like the first time he comes back. That's not where that when Rabbi Yechanan is Mokish, they say that Joy of Gabi Joy is Potter, so that goes according to Rabbi Chizdeh and the task like the Rabbono, you see. So that's one terrace of the Rambam. So that's why Yoel Gabijo is for the Gabishabe. In other words, because they hold like Rabbi Yisrael. So maybe there is a machleket between Rabbi Yudah and Rabbi Yisrael. It's where the Ksavelin is Ksav, or Ksavelin is not Ksav. And we pass for like the Rabbi Yisrael, so Ksavelin is in Ksav. So that's why Yoel Gabijo is for that. You see. But according to Rabbi Akiva Yaakov, according to Rabbi Akiva Yaakov, who says that he is chayev, that Yoel Gabriel Yoel is chayev, so then your name, then it could be the Ksavel.
But
Rashi, still,
that's just what could
have been about Rashi. Yeah, not a Shittes, I mean. Because Rashi could agree with the first Teretz in Ramban. The Ramban is according to Rabbi Akiva Yaakov, according to Rabbi Akiva Yaakov, so how does Rabbi Yechanan say Yoel Gabi Joy is Potter? So one Teretz in Ramban is Rabbi Yechanan Shlokish, they agree with Rabbi Chizdeh. And according to Rabbi Chizdeh, so only Rabbi Yudah holds Ksavel in Ksav. But only Rabbi Yudah holds Ksavel in Ksav, but Rabbi Yudah holds Ksavel in Ein Ksav. So Rashi could agree with that. I don't know what Rashi should be.
Rashi
says Potter Shaholi Kubatrima Wilk Samuel in the heart. You mean this Rashi?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I don't know how, you see, Rashi says that Rabbi Yechan Rishlokish, they hold that Ksavelin is no Ksav. Ksavelin no Ksav, maybe Rashi agrees with the first Teretz in Ramban. Because Rabbi Yechan Rishlokish hold like Rav Chizdeh, and the din is like the Rabbanon, so Ksavelin is no Ksav. But according to Rav Akiva Yaakov, so maybe Rashi could agree with the Lomdus of Rav Nebo. So Ksavelin is Ksav. But then it will be Ksav only on the basis of the integration, you see. Because Rav Nebo himself says it's only Alibid Rav Akiva Yaakov, or Alibid Rav Yudah. Rav Nebo wouldn't say it's Alibid Rabbanon according to Rav Chizdeh, you see. Rabbi Nebuch himself, when he says the Ksav of Yoel Gabi Joy is Ksavelin is Ksav, and the basis of integration, so that's true, I'll leave it Rabbi Akiva Yaakov. Or, according to Rabbi Chizdeh, I'll leave it Rabbi Yudah. But according to Rabbi Chizdeh, I'll leave it Rabbi Olon, then Yoel Gabi Joy certainly is no Ksav. Not even on the basis of integration.
Right.
Yes, what is
it? Because
no, you see, so the Atam Rishayim would say, I mean, I didn't mention it because we haven't reached that Gemara, you see. I don't want to discuss. The Atam Rishayim, Rishayim has the cash. Now, according to Rav Chizdeh says that Rabbanon holds Ksavelin is no Ksav, so why do they use the expression in Hashem and Amu? Mishnah, according to Rav Akiva Yaakov, so since it is based upon the Poshik of Zekil Ivan Veyu, so they can use the expression Hashem and Amu, but according to Rav Chizdeh, so it is general aloche of Ksavelin in Ksav. Why do they use that expression, Hashem Namufa? So the Atam would say that this is what in Hashem Namufa means. The Shem is no Shem because Ksavelin in Ksav. Other Rishayim say no. In Hashem Namufa means he's saying it that the Rabbonim say it to Rabbi Yudah. Lady Don, so Ksavelin is no Ksav in Kolater. But he is Lady Don, who says that Ksavelin is Ksav. But mainly, the whole apocalypse is Bashem, Ksavelin is no Ksav. that's the mini question, Amufra, but I don't want to go into the chance, and Amufra, we haven't reached that anymore yet. All right.
Please,
I'll tell you. When we more of that also, then we'll discuss the Rashi with Yolanda. You see, I just mentioned that in connection with this. All right. Ich war reden sie jeden Wacht im Rabo mit Karum der Jocholo und Maul mit der Kreuz Jod. Und schmur immer weiter. So that was, we can mark down somebody, somebody will mark down with lead. He will mark down. And then the A-beam will go over with ink. So the Gemara says, David, how can I talk? How can you say, how can Shmuel say that somebody else can mark down the names of the A-beam with lead? And then the A-beam will be Mother Kumes with ink or Pandale. If he wrote with lead or Bishoche means with clothes, pechomi, or bishicho atraman. So it's kosher. So one of the things that with which you can write again is with lead. So that means when you write with lead, so it's a sharp. Now, so when somebody marks the names of the edim with lead, so that is a sharp. So then when the edim are mother kumes, so it's sharp al gab sharp. So it should be no good. The Gemara says loy kashe. Hobby Abre, Hobby Maid Abre. So Rashi explains Hobby Abre, Hobby Maid Abre. So Rashi says as follows. Beiver, Lishachi, Bichticha, Shaleiver, Alaklafu, Mashkira, Enixa. So just let alone, that's no exam. So maybe if it's no exam, so if we get over with it with lead, so we get it possibly right, just with lead, without mind. If it's not new of the mind. So then it gets written with lead, so they get it possibly the right. When will it, so the melee, if it's possibly the right say, when it's written just with lead, so the melee, it's all right for someone to mark down the names with lead, because that itself is no ksav, and then when they did my mother call me a the lead, then they write. Because the original was not ksav. And when do we say Kosha Beiva is Kosha? That's Mayed Avre. So which is Iksav? Mayed Avre is Kosha. And Avre alone is not Kosha. This is how Rashi explains it. And you see, so Rashi says, so if you write Bichticho Shaleiver Alaklam U'mashchirei Ein Iksav. So in other words, writing with a pencil, just with lead, if the lead was not moistened with water, so the get will be possible. If you take a pencil and you will not moisten it with water, and you just write the get with a pencil, if it wasn't moistened with water, so then the get is possible. But so when Shmuel says that somebody else can mark it down with lead, it means just with lead can mark down, because that is no ksav. So then they will go over it with the other thing. And when what is ksav? My dad. Now my sheshor ben shchikaseida. In other words, the mine in which the lead was soaked, that has a din of ink, the same din as joy, and that can be used for it. Can be used for it. So, and that is Rashi Lishitosi before. He also said, he said, Be'ever, so Rashi says, Sheshofo yiferes b'mayim u'mashchir. Only if you moisten that, if you soaked the lead in water, then you use it. So if it was new of the mind, then it succeeded. But if you just took dry land and you rolled to the dry land without moistening the lead in water, then it smokes it. And the Ram also says the same thing. The Ram. Only if it's more of the mind, but just lead, so it's no good. So Rashi explains, which when we say that that when we say that that the ending that somebody can mark it down with Eber, it means just Eber. And Ho, when we say that Kosri Eber is Kosher, means the Maidah. The Tesis Reed explains it just the reverse. He says, Ho Biav, when he say Kosri Eber is Kosher, that means less. That is Kosher. But, and when we say Eidim Shein Eidim Lachtei, so somebody can mark it down by Eber, it means the Maidah. He'll take a kumes and then he'll dip it in Mayid Avre, and he'll write with it, and then the eating will go over. Just the reverse of that. Yes? One second, then Shiloh, what's the Ramah? One second. So that's what we have. So the Tesis Reed explains it just the reverse of Rashi. Look in the Tesis Reed. Now, the question is, according to Rashi, so with lead alone, you cannot fly. Only the lead was soaked in water, with more of the mind. Then you can write. So you can write if the lead was soaked in water. You can write, or you can write if you soak lead in water, and then you take a kumet and you dip in that lead water, and you write. So it's all different. Whether you take a lead that is moistened with water, and you write with that lead which was moistened with water, or you take a kumet and you dip it in lead water. So it's also good. But if you take a dry lead and you write with it, then they get it for the right. That's the shite of Rashi. Oh, so he says, Pirish ha-meireh ho b'avre ho b'mayid avre. Pirish ha-meireh mikar mi yocholok b'sharpiti. V'yinir li, sh'arei schita tasaki dobo miskalimu. So if you write with lead, so then that itself is exact. So it's exact or gam exact. הוא קם בואים למימה שיחוק על גבותיו וכתב הוא מה לחקיקה, מה לצחיתה גם לסערי ולחקה No, first, this is reference not to lead. The first take the read as reference to Mikar and Yoholok. So Rashi's Pshat to Mikar and Yoholok means you, Yamisari. So he says, so you nearly shall treat us, Hasaki Bel Mishkai, and this is Kashi in the first period. הוא קם בואים למימה שיחוק על גבותיו וכתב הוא מה לחקיקה, מה לצחיתה גם לסער יזלח לכמטו, שאיר הבירס אמרו, אמרנו כמה נכתיבת, ואיך הם אשרים הם בגט, בעניין זה. בדברי שמואל שאומר, ואיזה הפירש משפשי בכתיר של איזה, על הקלאפ. And then they didn't go over it. ומשחיה. ואין לי קצת. So let alone is no קצת. So again he says, ואיני נראה לי, תחיל משהו דובר המסקאים, לא מאין לי קצת. וכל סבורת המירה, בכם משמע, ראש השיטי, שלא יקרה קצת, כי אם קוינים ינגיי, שמסעד רואיתי אצל הקלאפ, אבל נזכית את הסקים, In other words, Rashi Shiti is that when it is considered ksav, if you write with yoy, what do you mean with yoy? If there is any liquid that you use in writing, you put it in ink, or if you take the pen and you dip it in lead water, so the lead water is like the ink, you see. So that is good, but if you don't use any sort of liquid, any sort of ink, so then you just mark with a pencil or let's say or your finger to exactly get stuck still. So yes, Monisha, if in order to be considered silly you must write in a certain liquid. Let's say when you dip a pen in a certain type of ink, whether it's jury or some or sick or in certain type of ink or lead ink or lead water. So then but just writing is without using any sort of liquid, it's not ksive, so why should ksike be ksive? The Gemara says that ksike is ksive when you engrave, so if engraving is something ksive, why shouldn't tzvite be considered ksive? Why shouldn't reshime with lead be considered ksive? So, the Shem is saying in Rashi, that Rashi is ksike is ksive. Ksike is ksive. But because then you take out from the substance, then you stick out from the substance, so it is ksive. But chishine, say with lead, or slite, so that's not ksive. Why should be a difference between chishime and chishike? I don't know. But this is rashishim. This is rashishim. So, avo shchita tataki, v'reishim ha'ivra, v'yikho ksav, v'moi, so it is slite, mishum, ומשום דחקיק את הטבלה וריש מציס, משום קושי דחקיק את הטבלה וריש מציס, בואי אומרים לכם עוד אבצע. So, חקיקי איס כסילה. So, why shouldn't רישימה בי כסילה? According to Russia, however, רישימה is not כסילה. You must use a certain kind of a name. ויש לו אימא, how we for it, so how is it for it? So, Russia says, Avri is not כסב, ומי זה אברי איס כסב. Can you see? Explain this in the reverse. ויש לו אימא, how we for it, לקרון ביו חולוק לא ישיר נגיד ביו. שאגת קוטו ביו, אם יו רחות חולוק שאין בכלום. מקרן שום מסעקים, that's in regard to מקרן. Like Tate is explaining. שמי תאידים שניסה יו שורים, שמי תאידים הוא החולוק. Like a telephone. והחכים השכיב ניסה יו על יו שאגת קוטו ביו. ואם הוא להדייטי, מילו יו הכל יוי בישור אין ששוגע על יו הגט. וחגב לקושה, שלוי, שלוי לא בנחתי, כי מחצריך אין כלל, וכנם מסתבר, כמו יו חולוק. ושמואל נאמר לגבי לב, לא יכשיר על מה יודעו. So on the contrary, what is not exile? My davar is not exile. So if you take a kume and you dip it in lead water, so then that's not exile. So mainly if you don't know how to sign the name, so somebody can put down the names with lead water. And then they will be my kume and say, yoi, el my davar. He's not in davar amiskayu, vare to yoi baalme. Havon be the rat, me yoi, she davar amiskayu. Uchi dvorim masot yish appear in shneim gam rata. No, so he mentions that the rat, explains the just in the reverse of life. Now, so we have two jotis. Rashi Pshat, Hobe Avre, that Avre is not Ksive, and Mayed Avre is Ksive, that is a Swiss Pshat, that Mayed Avre is Ksive, and I'm sorry, Rashi Pshat, that Avre is not Ksive, Mayed Avre is Ksive, that is a Swiss Pshat, that Mayed Avre is no Ksive, but Avre is Ksive, and then there is another Pshat, that's when they can say. They say as follows. Now, the two mentions that the Bishyote, Loi Kashi. Now, Shmuel Oma Be'idah. What does it mean, Be'idah? Rav, Eidim Sheinim, Lachdei. So Rav Olo Mikam Yocholok, Ma'al Mitakoyim Yoy. And Shmuel says Be'idah. So Yimor Eti Kashi Be'idah, Talke Daito, Kvoton Erev Chie, Koshri Be'idah, Bishocher, Rishiche, Kosher. So Loi Kashi. Ho B'Avre, Ho B'Maye B'Avre. So they say, so they explain it like Rashi. Die Morde Kasse bin ich heute bei so, wo so eine Prie kostet in der Isra, die Socke und die Schiefer kostet. So wo ich Kasse, hobi avre, hobi maio du avre. So du sei, ich sei, wenn ich gleich was, denn ich mir, ich sage, hobi avre, in other words, avre is not it, ja avre is not it, avre is not it, so mele, ich mir, so it's more saying you lack day. So somebody can write down for those reasons, and then they will be mother kume for Panoe. And my dava because but my dava one could not prepare, could not put down the name of the baby. Avre and Mayedav. And Shmuel says, Avre is no Ksav, Mayedav is Ksav. Matei says, so that's why Shmuel says that in Shemini Lachdei, so somebody else can mark for them the name is Be'ezer. Because Be'ezer, according to Shmuel, is not Ksav. Matei says, Rav, this is another Eitze. This is Eitze Nikarmi Yocholo Kumal and Zakhoi Yoy. Now what is more difficult? To prepare, to manipulate the Chsimet Eitze by tearing down the paper, or by marking down the paper. Tearing down the paper, so why should the Rav require them to such a burden? Why should he require them to go through such a burden? If Rav would agree with Shmuel that Israel itself is no staff, so Rav could give this advice. If Israel don't know how to sign the name, so somebody should, with a pencil, write down the name, And then they would go over with the Mavakumis and go, that's very simple. That's very simple. I mean, it's much less laborious than filling out in paper, filling out paper. But Rav says that if maybe you don't know how to sign, then you must resort to this laborious method to become your halacha. Why doesn't he mention the simple device of somebody marking down the name to his head? Because Rav holds the sled where the Maidav or Levi fell is both the staff. So the mail is somebody uses the staff. So somebody else cannot mark down the lead and then let them even go over with it because then it will be Samal Gabi Tzav. So in other words, so we have a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds that he says he don't know how to sign the name. So what has to be done is to be carried off. But we cannot prepare for them a marking by lead. And then let the Eidim be Malakumet, because the Martin Balet is himself a star. So then it will be Salah Gabita, when the Eidim Amadaviko, Makeike Shmuel, so Shmuel says that we can mark with lead. Why? Because lead, marking with lead is not a star. So the Makhlik is, so in regard to Shmuel, the law asks in regard to Shmuel, how can Shmuel say that lead is not a star? But the Braise, the Priye, says in the Braise, because the Beidah is kosher, Shmuel is not chilek on the Braise of the Priye. The Gemara says, according to Shmuel, there is a difference between Eiver and Maidah. Eiver is no star, Maidah is star. But according to Rav, so both are star. Maidah is star, and Eiver is star. Now, since the Machlek is in Rav and Shmuel, it's whether Eiver is Tzav or Eiver is not Tzav. So you said it's Rav and Yisurah, so you pass it like Tzav, that Eiver is Tzav. And this is what the Magi Mishnah says in Rav. And teachers are getting over the doors of the human enemy. In the end, the kids are coming to the front of the house. After the doors of the human enemy, the master may get in the house of the enemy. Caught with the either. Well, the shikha will be the shokha will be shikha kosha. The intention there is a hakha. The intention of a hakha. So he says that it's kosha there. The either. He doesn't see my dad. He says the either. So we could say that the Rambam agrees with the pshat and the history. So the Rachel Mishnah says that Pshat in the Rambam. But the Magi Mishnah doesn't say that. The Magi Mishnah doesn't say that. And the Magi Mishnah and the Ketuv Mishnah, they don't explain it that way. So the Magi Mishnah says, now, the Rabbeinu Shesho Samgur Yichilei Zikach, in other words, the Rambam didn't distinguish between Eiver and Maid Avre. So Nina and the foreign Jew and Mephaz Nina bin Avre and Maid Avre and Maid Avre. They were which were. Doma Vinke Gavne Likosa Iksav Eivar Lach Plumus. The Shmuel holds that the Eivar itself is no Iksav. Aber Nino Chabonon do a Yitzke Takam to the Eivis Nini Lach and Eivar. Naro it's Rav. He mentions what he said. He came in your Cholok and that's much more laborious to mark him down for the Eivim in Israel. Why didn't he mention his simple device of marking down in Israel? Because he holds that's not good, that's not a good nature. Why is it a good nature? Because when somebody marks down the name of the Eidim with lead, so that is only the Ksav. So in the Eidim of Mavre Kumis, they are Mavre Ksav or Gavri Ksav. So it's no good. Avrina Chabon will be with a country of Eidim, he is like the Eidim of Pigale. He's Savre. The Chiton of Chiyo Kosri Dei, they are Luishne de Avre, Luishne de Maid Avre. Now, so we have two pshat in the Rambam. In other words, one pshat in the Rambam is the true Shmuel distinguishes between Eivar and Maidah, and that according to Shmuel, so Eivar is no Ksiveh, but that's only according to Shmuel, but according to Rav. So not only Maidah, but Ksiveh, even Eivre, just Levi's Krive, and the Rambam Paschus like that. Oh, there's like a Mishnah explains the Rambam, that he explains, Hobi Avre, Yochname, he mentions the Din of Shmuel, but just in the reverse. But the Avre is Ksav, the Avre is Ksav, my Avre is no Ksav. So my Avre is no Ksav. So that's why he says, the Rambam says, Kosher Beis, and he doesn't see so far. But the my Avre is not because. Yeah, what is it? So it's kosher, so that's exact. So how can one prepare for the Eidim to write the name with Meyatzin, that he sells the staff. So Meneo and the Eidim are Mother Kumet, so it's Tzav or Gabi Tzav. The Gemara says, look at you, hold the office, hold the lawyer. In other words, if the parchment, now we're dealing here on the Vishnan parchment, so if the parchment was cultivated, was processed with Gomer, so then you cannot write with golden juice. Because if you write with golden juice and parchment cultivated with golden, so then it's not bigger than stuff. The stuff is no stuff. But if the parchment was not processed with golden, then on such parchment you write with golden juice, then it is nika. So in other words, so Mimele is the ending. If the get is to be written on parchment that was cultivated, was processed with gold, and the Arabian who don't know how to sign the name. So somebody should write down the name who is gonna use, so that we tell it's not a star, then the Arabian will be Mother Kumis on it. So then they'll be there, they'll be a thing. Rapoklo Marguerite, in other words, so somebody is Arabian not know how to sign the name. So then they can, somebody can write with spittle, spurin. He can write the name, and then they will write with joy on top of it. The Chene Eurele Rapope, and we pop it away the Hane Mille begit, our story is Floyd. So when do we allow that for somebody else to write down the name? And then the Eden should go over there, that begit because of Igune. But by other stories, not. Tahudi over to the Bishor stories, we nag the Rafkanen. Another time, it was Maki Makemal. Mako is Makemal. Tanya Kavoshi the Rat, even she gave him last in town in the Holocaust, Malin Takoy Joy. Over to the real Amel Mamun with the Noshi, I was in Avon in Shofar Stores, and even with the last in Hasten, the Mabin Hasten. Three months half May. Hasuna Bach Dog is on 80 in which they came with May and the Hasten, she gave him last day, over to the real Amel Mamun with the Noshi. Aber sie kura wurde mich schon verstorret, in die Minute zu achte, geht nicht. Die Lab, ich geht nicht. Aber Rav Lezer, mein Tami Rashim Gamliel, schelo jiu, ne ich ist roi lagune. Ich sage, wo ich so bei Ada storre, you tosser, you cannot do it. Now, there's a machlinket for shame. All right, you tosser. So there's a machlinket for shame. But suppose you did it by Ada storre. So some of the same say, the ever the star is kosher, it's a nisa. But the star is kosher. And then the thing says that the star is possible even there. The star is possible even there. Now the question arises, those are saying, the Rambam also said that the star is possible even there by other stories. In other words, the Rabbon is a psul gomo. So what is the psul? What kind of a psul is it? I mean, the star should be possible. What's the psul? So again, it has to be explained on that basis. Because as we explain the Rambam, that even though by Yerda Bishitchot, so Bishabbat is Chayim Bishmechet, that means that the Ksatachtim is Imcha, and it's played by a new Ksav, but it's not good for Chsime, with the right side of the Chsime, because Chsime has to represent not only the Ksaviyad of the Chesmin, it has to have the earmark of the Chesmin. But in the case of Ksav Oga Bishab, even though it's Yerda Bishitchot, it does not have the earmark. It has the earmark, it has the special features of whose handwriting is, of the handwriting of the one who wrote it for the Eid. Not of the one who wrote the sikha for the Eid, not of the Eid himself. So that's not a thing. That's not a thing. Now, but in case of faith, then you can determine certain special features. Let's say if somebody will write with faith, and then Eid will go over with him, then you are able to determine special features. But only with difficulty will you be able to determine the special features of the person who has mother kumis upon the race. But it's not so, I mean the special features will not be detected so readily as when they are written by Eden in the original script. So the Mele and Mele Rabbonon see the special features cannot be detected. Cannot be detected easily. So melee it is possible by other stories. But by yet the Shimon Skune, the Chachomim were Meikol. And why were they Meikol? So they are Meikol in the case where the Ksatachim is no Ksav of him. So then the Ksavelye has possessed certain earmarks. Macheike, where the Ksatachim is the Ksav, even though of him is Simcha. But the same Chassime is reproduced, the identical Chassime is reproduced. Then it has no earmarks of the Chesmin, so then it's possible to write it. But in the case where it's not an identical reproduction, let's say, when it's written with ink and then your mother Kobe, or when you're Mikhail in New York, so then you don't have an identical reproduction. So in that case, you can detect certain features, the peculiar features of the Chesmin, of the handwriting of the Chesmin. So, but it's only with difficulty that you can detect these features, so with Rabbonon it's not considered a thing.
Can I get you to the fire? Now, the left off is a demolished. Oh, my God, that's the second day. How long is the kingdom left? That's what? That we can only rely on it in this, but in other stories. And even Sapsiho, we cannot rely. This is because of Igunis. This is because of Igunis. But other stories, there is no region in Sapsiho, so we see that sometimes we apply the concept of Igunis by Sapsiho also. And he says that says from the Dalai, it's probably a miracle maybe, but he is from the Kashi, this one is to have him to Igunis, I will be able to my even age. So he can tell the hot is even how the author of Bathrail in Matin Chayimite. So the concept of Guni Chaya Dari Sikhore also. And here we say that even the nature is the living Rikhreit and the Rakhre. So only by that it's good. But by other stories and by Sakhiho it's no good. Why by that? Because by that it's Chaya Chikho, but by Sakhiho it's only Chaya Chikho. The answer is that all the Madrid is in Egypt. In other words, By Shikho, they don't desire Shikun, but with Shikho, we don't have that degree of Shikun as we have by yet. So we got the Melechon Rizim to be Mahani, that we are. So this is why the degree of Shikun that Shikho has is enough to be pneumonic, yes, we are. It's one of the last of but to be Mahdi and the star, where they even don't know how to tie. And just and somebody has to write it for them, and then they have to go over it. This requires to be marked there, so it requires a higher degree. So Shikho does not have that degree. All right. Oh my God, how long is that thing I'm here? So Robert said, how long is that thing I'm here? You have the body which means all my rain, how long? The Rochi is not like that thing I'm here. They are Rochi man, they are Bonon, they are who do I do to be so sorry. We not the Rav Kane, so Rav Kane inflicted Matat Mav upon one who was made here in Tor Storet, like Rabono. So he, now he's a lot of trouble, so why is not the Rav Kane? So the more answer, killed Matri. So Rashi says, killed him, and we hold it, I've got more day actually. In other words, he said, Matri, he said, Rabbono, I think I'm here in respect to Kishin. First of all, it is in respect to Kishin, what they even don't know how to sign. So by just when I make you, we tell someone to write it with rain call and say, or to give you cut up, whatever it is, and then they go over it. They go over it. That's one kule that we have done here. And then we have another kule that we get to clear that these babies So don't know how to read, so somebody else reads it for them, and in reliance upon that creator they sign, even though they themselves don't know how to read. So that's another clue that we find up again. So there's a machlokes between Rabbon and Rabbi Gamliel in regard to these two clues, as to whether it applies to other stories or not. So Rabbi Gamliel says, no, this clue applies only to them, but so short is not. So the clue of Rabbi Gamliel doesn't apply to short stories, and the clue of Gamliel doesn't apply to short stories. Rabbon says that it applies. So the Mele, when Rabbi Gamliel says, So they only pass through like Rabbonon. We got it clear. But with Gabriel, we don't pass through like Rabbonon. We pass through like Rabbonon and Gamliel. However, the Rach, he explained the differences. And he said that the reverse. He said, Kyodne, in Adir Asane, or so the Gemara said, well, how would I love to use the short story in Adir Asane? So instead of what does Rashi say? Kirjimel hoder av gamode atriye. So the Rashi explains that Kirjimel de nagde rafkane, that is atriye. That is atriye. So in other words, when you say halochet Rashim Gamliel, so that is with Abitriye is halochet Rashim Gamliel, but with Abitriye we pass for a Yavon. With Abitriye we pass for a Yavon. So even if you live in Rashi, even if you read the last thing, so we can, so it's not a story, according to that. So somebody can write it in this way, and they can go over it. So it's good. Of course, that Rav Tzad is very difficult, because the Rashbo has the study. Because this Gemara that from Adalek, he said from Adalek, the left line. And now, Rafopo Mabere, Shechinen Rafopo, Lepopo Teroi, Zerei, Vahanem Yoel, Gitin. I will be sorry, Floyd. So that's the Hemsher. But how many of you get now? The Gemara here, no doubt, was discussing Kriya, was only discussing Chthime. And the Gemara says, I will be sorry, Floyd. Who do you want to be short stories in Nagre Rafkane? So we see that in Nagre Rafkane is referring to what? To Chthime. Nagre Rafkane is referring to Chthime, so we see that. That we pass like a thing that we would have seen it. Not like a bone would have seen it. So the Rach is very difficult. I mean, I don't know what kind of a character could be. Well, there's a character that the Rach is going to present the Rach. All right, but anyway, there are two shots in the Rach. It's just in the Rach. All right. Rabbi Yudin Mishai, yes, sir.
I need to tell you, What is it?
Ahu the Oba Dudu the short story is not enough time. So that means Ahu the Oba Dudu the short story means we got the tree. We got the tree. Very good. Right. Now, you must. Rabbi Yehuda is tired. Korah the Chosh. Rabbi Yehuda was tired. And so, I mean, because he was an old man, and whenever he had to be to sign, he had to become an elder. So, and he had to read with the star. So So he had to exert an effort to read it through. Omar Yuma, we tell you, you don't have to exert an effort. The Rabbi Lezer, more than that, it's royal. Call it coming to us. So Rabbi Lezer, more than that, it's royal. And he relied upon the clear to somebody else. The Rabbi Nachman call it coming to Sifre Dayan, and he was. He got the Rabbi Nachman. Die Sifre Dayan, die sehen, aber Rabbi Nachman, die Sifre Achine. Sifre Dayan, die nicht Achine, Lord. So Rabbi Nachman also, when he had to be an agent, he had the time. So he relied upon the three by the Sefer, by the Sefer that you need. Sefer that you need. So, but only if it's Rabbi Nachman and the Sefer. So there is great reverence on the part of the self who taught Rabbi Nachman. So then there is no choshe, there is no possibility of Sefer. But my thinking, if it's not Rav Nachman, even though he's dying, but not ordinary dying, so the doctrine don't have such reference for it. Or even Rav Nachman, but not the doctrine, so they don't have reference, but an ordinary layman doesn't have so much reference even for Rav Nachman. So then we cannot rely on the truth. We got the Nachman the Sifre Dayan, the Israel Nisha. So then there is no shadow of the doubt as to each other. Aber Nachman the Sifre Dayan, or Sifre Dayan, the Nisha Achina was. Nisha Achina was. Rav Popek, Abba Osa, the Kamei, Stora Pasoye, Dovi, Bahoye, Tom Kutin, Nitzralu, Yishnei Kutin, Nisha Loedis Nisha, the Messiah Kutitume, Umadze Ben Nisha. Magen nicht ab. So, das rat ist hier. Ja, nie gar nicht, wenn jemand sagt, hier ist, na, du magen nicht ab, der, boah, du magen nicht ab. Well, that's the silence, whether it's star and after that point, it's star that was signed by non-Jewish judges, so it's got there. It's got there because I hold it for my own time. So according to that, it's here, it's got there, you need to be there, so you have to be there. According to the decree, here, okay. Because the three Girte and the Rosh says that this is Tesis Girte. So then it's all kosher at the beginning of the Chesin because there is other Girte. Has to have a story of Chumus Ad Yisrael, Magzinon, or that says, so Magzinon, the Hafez of Kutim, Koshni Kutim, the Sovet Vessel is not there, the Messiah of Tumei, Magzinon Mishab. But then there is, דאר גיר פיי מאג יחר אומער באקע אומער מיר אבונע באמוט הוכע אומער אבער מיר האלט צו פאפטן די חימו גשאני די פוי מאג ניט צאפ דאס נאדער מען סו דאס פאר די פירסט די האז לאפט צו קיי צו אויב באקע צו קוטי וואס יא קוי נאן די יא די טיי סו דען ראט גיר פיי דו מאג ניט צאפ וועל דאר גיר פיי דו מאג יחר Then Omar Abashi, Omar Yisrael, Levalozim, or Omar Anayma, I saw a pastor in the Chimur Asad in Israel, Magdino Minishad, because it has the Chimur Yisrael. But so even though it was written in Persian, so it doesn't matter. Well, we know that we need it. We know that we need it. So we read. Now, not really, because the average Jew apparently didn't know how to read Persian. So how can it be kosher? But in one year, what the union starts in Yochel's diet. The union starts in Yochel's diet. So and that was executed in Persian, so so ordinarily the stories executed in Persian were written on a staff in Yochel's diet. In the more says that is where it was cultivated in Golan. In other words, it was written in Persian, and it was written on parchment that is cultivated in Golan. So it's in Yochel Zayin. Rabbeinu saw about in Yonis Al-Tabit Yachrite. Rabbeinu saw about in Yonis Al-Tabit Yachrite directly. So the Gemara says, with the Mahad. So where he was Chayzea, in Yonis Al-Tabit, in the rest line. There were my companion, the homeless in Kosher, up in Yonis. Yes, because the Hebrew is rid of the body, the body is rid of the Hebrew, because they are... So what's the Chiyas Manasya? Everything conformed to the Deen. In other words, it was just starting off with his diaries and it was...